What's up? It is Weekend Weaves episode 64. I'm Alonzo here with my co-host Jason. It is March 15, 2024. St. Patty's Day Eve, I believe. I don't know. But yeah. How you doing, Jason? Great. Sounds good. Anything new going on?
Not that I know of.
Sounds good to me. I don't got anything new going on either. I always ask other people they have something going on. I'm thinking about getting Tekken, seriously.
Oh, really? You should. It's a good game. It's great. It's fun. The ranked is good. And this one is a lot different. Well, I'm not going to say it's a lot different, but there's a new heat system, and it's a lot more. It's different from the traditional Tekken. It's definitely a slight change. And I think it's easier for new people to get into this one than the older ones.
Okay. I know y'all play it, and I've been seeing videos about it, and they're all funny. So thinking about trying
it. Afro send you stuff like that?
No, just like random videos on TikTok, I'm not going to sugarcoat it. Like, Jen keeps hitting them. Uh-huh. And, like, seeing just, like, super long combos and stuff. Like, that's just been funny.
Yeah.
So, yeah. And the custom characters or the skins or whatever they are.
Oh, yeah. The create character creations. I'm going to say this. I think people kind of slightly over. It is a lot of freedom, but it's at the same time, it's not much in there. But people are just super creative.
I imagine.
Because, like, the list of items you get aren't really that vast, but you can change the color of them. It's like enough to do what you need to do.
Mm-hmm.
So.
Yeah. It all looks fun. So. Think about trying it. And I hit ace rank in MHA. So I've just been about to start other games and stuff. But you wanted to start with solo leveling. I assume that this episode excited you or something?
No, it's just you predicted a lot of stuff right.
You said I did?
Yeah.
Oh, okay.
You're like, I wonder who the guy was that he was talking to. You think it was the inspector or whatever? It was him.
Oh, yeah.
You also predicted that the dude would die with the kid.
He died. Oh, yeah, I did.
You're right.
He definitely died.
Yeah. I predicted that the prisoners were going to die. So that happened.
True. Yeah.
I also predicted that nobody would die, but since you said someone would die, I suggested that, or I said that it would be the prisoners. But I'm starting to realize people die a lot in this show. I thought like the first time it happened, I was like, all right, this is just to set, you know, the story up. But no, yeah, dying seems like it is, especially if you're not a main character, it's like, all right, yeah, you could definitely die.
Yeah. Because
I don't know, this episode added to the lore. Like, there's certain techniques, which is kind of weird, because the guy was talking about him, like Jinwoo, about like you're basically like a assassin build, but it's almost as if they're also in the game, or they also have, you know what I'm saying? Like, the way people speak about what they have and their powers are as if they're also characters who can upgrade.
Yeah, I feel like, I don't know if they're upgradable.
I'm saying, like, I know they can't upgrade, but the way they talk about, like, for instance, he was like, this is, you're this build. You know what I'm saying? Like,
right.
What do you mean? This is my build. Like, as if he had, you know, control over how he was made.
Are you talking about when he was fighting the swordsman?
No, when the inspector was fighting Jinwoo, he was like, oh, you're very similar to me in skill, in terms of like when they were fighting and going back and forth. He was like, but my experience outweighs your power or whatever like that. And he was like, you're a build just like me, so after I do this, or after X amount of things happen, you shouldn't be able to do this anymore because your build is so similar to mine.
Because he assumed he was an assassin build.
Yeah.
By his speed.
But it's like
his,
the fact that he calls
dagger.
Him an assassin build, or says that, like, oh, your build, or your, it's not like, oh, you're an assassin. You're an assassin build. You know what I'm saying? I mean, yeah. Obviously, I'm pretty sure the creator just does that to, like, have more reference to, like, the game, like, gaming and stuff like that. But it's just,
right.
I don't know. It seems like everybody talks as if they're all in a game as well when they talk about their powers and stuff. Instead of being like, this is my ability and this is what I can do. You know what I'm saying?
Yeah. Because they reference builds. Well, not necessarily calling them builds, but like they're like, that's a healer girl. She's a healer. Or like, this, you have two tanks on their team, or they only have mages and strikers on their team. So, yeah, they've mentioned build-like things before. And like they said in the beginning of the show, you get what you get, and there's no improving or decreasing or changing.
Yeah, decreasing or changing, so,
I think with him, it's like, it may not be that skills are necessarily upgradable, but maybe they're discoverable based on your skill level that, oh, I can do this.
Yeah.
Possibly the more you train. Like, I discovered that I could make myself basically disappear. And not many people know of this or can do this. So, yeah. And he assumed Jinwoo was an assassin build because based on the information he knows, someone can only do one thing.
Yeah. And then he was like, wait, you can do everything. Like, what the heck? Also, Jinwoo learned his ability after he saw it. So that was pretty cool. Or I don't know if that was the reward for killing him because the game showed up again. It was like, you know.
Oh, what did he learn?
His move. Like, where he was like, remember, he was like, I can use this move. You can't see me, sense me, hear me. Or, like, feel me. And he went invisible. And he was like, you don't even know where my voice is coming from. Like, he could hear him talking, but he couldn't tell where he was coming from. Like, where... He went completely invisible. You don't remember that the inspector did that to him? He was like, only a few people know. No. I'm talking about the inspector used it against Jinwoo.
Oh, no. But I'm like, saying, like, the ability he... When it says that Jinwoo learned the ability, is it... From this?
Yeah, camouflage or whatever. Yeah, you have obtained brimstone camouflage. So now he can do that same ability that the guy did.
Okay. That's cool.
Also, I'm surprised you didn't even bring this up. The dude was like, your shadow stretches like really wide, and the darker, like the stronger you get, the bigger your shadow is. But if you look too deep into the abyss, you might get sucked in. He was like, you could become dark. So.
Yeah, he did say that. I was gonna.
You didn't really. You're gonna bring it up because you
said
he's.
Well, we just started talking. We just
said he's a psychopath. So I don't know. How do you feel about that? You feel like, oh, he's gonna go down that route?
I think he is gonna go down that route, and I feel like there are, yeah, like you're saying with the shadow and the darkness. Also, earlier he was before while they were fighting, he was like, kind of getting angry, but then he was like, another emotion is gone, or another emotion has died. And, like, you're not even worth getting angry about. And I was going to ask you, like, I think my prediction is that the game is actually, like, as he levels up, I think it's actually deleting his emotions.
Oh, as he gets stronger? I mean, he did say his personality has changed. And he's changed.
And other people also are, like, you seem different. Your aura is different.
But I mean, every time we see him interact with people, he just seems a lot more confident in himself. Like when he talks and when he speaks, I don't necessarily feel like his personality in terms of like how he interacts with people has changed. I just think he's more confident. I just feel like he's more confident. Like he's more like, you know, I'm cool. I'm strong. I'm, you know. I can hold my own whenever I do I can do my own work. You know what I'm saying? Like he can handle challenges now. Whereas before he was just trash. And like, even though he would speak to people, but he would kind of let them, you know, rag on them and just talk about it. He'd be like, yeah, you know, it is what it is. Whereas now I feel like if people were to talk about him, I don't think he would like be like, what did you say to me? You know, type that, but he would definitely, you know what I'm saying? Be like, all
you know
right,
what
like,
this is reminding me of
what?
Spider-Man 3 with Tobey Maguire.
Oh, when he got the Venom suit. You think it's going to get to that point? You think it's going to get to that point?
Yeah, he's getting super confident. He starts dancing down the street, anger issues, just doing stuff. Like, that's what it's reminded me of. Except he's becoming more like a robot, probably. if it's true. I don't know. Mm-hmm. It's just a theory. I don't know if it's metaphorical. He's losing his emotions because, you know, he keeps having to kill people, or mm-hmm. if it's actually taken away his emotions.
Oh, that's another thing. He was like, oh, you killed people before.
Yeah.
And then the old guy and the girl was like, what? What? Like, what? But then they kind of was like, yeah, it's whatever. It doesn't matter. Like, it doesn't matter because he has to kill this dude. They were extremely
cool about it.
Yeah. They're like, he has to kill this dude. It was probably another situation like this. I'm not going to lie. That's probably what they were thinking. And, yeah. And I stand on what I said. If the old guy would have stayed in instead of Jinwoo, he would be a GOAT right now. I stand on that.
He probably would. He was pretty good.
He was really good. It just happened to be that he was like, it just sucks that I became a mage because, like, I'm super good. And he was like, I trained S rank swordsman or whatever. Yeah. He was like, my sword skill is top of the line. So he's a beast, bro.
And he almost got him.
Yeah, he did. He,
with the fire trap that he missed. Yeah. I was actually hyped. But the animation was really good this episode. I was hyped. I was like, oh, shoot, he got him. Because I thought there was a possibility that he would beat him and then Jinwoo wouldn't have
and, to. And the healer, the girl, bruh. She just keeps folding, bruh. This is not her line of work. Didn't she freeze up again?
No, she saw blood. She just got tired.
Oh, okay. So she just got tired this time. Yeah. I thought she like stopped healing because it was just too much. She was like, oh, man, you're getting like, thought the view and the gore of what was happening was made her stop.
She got tired. Just got tired. She got a little shook, frozen, like she wasn't healing for a minute. For a
second, and then he told her to, like, lock back in, right?
Yeah.
Jin yeah, okay, was like,
go heal him, and then she started healing him again. But then she just got tired from using all her abilities.
Abilities, yeah.
Yeah. Because she was trying to bring someone back to life, basically. Oh, yeah, how'd you feel about, again, denying? Adding to my point, he was like, Jin, what was the first thing he said? A dude is dying. He's like, you can't die. I hate you.
Who am I going to be upset at? He's like, who am I mad about? I can't, or I don't have
a reason. Who am I going to hold a grudge against?
But I mean, like, he has a reason to hold it. Like, that's kind of crazy, bro. You just left me back here to die. Talking about you got a family. I had a family too. My mom's in the hospital. I'm literally only doing this to get money to get her to come back to life. What do you mean? I got a family. I got a family too. Like, that's a terrible excuse.
But it's like, time and place, you know. You should have said that before the dungeon. You don't say that while he's dying on the ground.
I mean, he probably would have still said it to him after you apologized.
Yeah.
He was like, I wanted to apologize in a better way, but shit, it is what it is. I'm dying, so sorry.
But as soon as that path turned and they saw him killing the prisoners, I knew they were going to die.
Yeah, I did too.
I was like, I did too. I knew they were dead. I was like, oh my goodness. And then the inspector guy, he was used to this. This is a regular thing for him.
Yeah. He was like, he was like, I don't like dungeons because it's better to fight other humans. And he also was like, I like killing.
Yeah. Fun, he was like, I could have a higher paying job, just like joining a guild, but I choose to be an inspector so I can kill people.
Yeah.
And then the dude at the end, the Chief Wu guy, he was like, yeah, I had a feeling about him.
He was shady. He didn't think he was that bad, though. He was like, I knew he was kind of like, you know, shady, but I didn't think it was that bad. Yeah.
Come on, bro.
And then he knows Jinwoo is something up with him. He was like, who beat the, he was like, who beat the inspector? He was like, oh, it was me. He was like, a C rank? A high? Isn't he? Or he's a B rank, right? B rank?
No, he's a C rank. The inspector
was A rank.
The swordsman? Oh, no. Chief Wu's an A rank. And the inspector
okay,
B,
okay.
Right?
The swordsman was C, and then the inspector was B.
Yeah.
He was like, how did a C rank beat a B rank inspector?
And he was like, we had a healer here. We had a great healer.
Because she's a B rank healer, though. So
yeah.
That could be enough. Like, if he was able to stand his own. So it's kind of, like, believable a little bit.
He didn't believe it at all.
It's not a bad lie, though.
No, it's not a bad lie, but he knows something's up.
And then he was like, you're obviously hiding your strength for a reason, so I won't let your secret get out. So he's super cool about it. Super cool.
Yeah, they're holding him down.
Yeah. And I still stand on, he was like, dang, I won't be able to be, what's his name's partner and join his guild, but he can still do it. But I do think he'll have that guy and the girl join as well later down the line.
You're saying, like, after the 19 missions?
Yeah. Once like the guild becomes established, so they can have like a maybe the old guy doesn't need it, but I think the girl does because she's like trying to figure out her purpose in life and what she's gonna do. And it seems like
True.
she needs a steady source of income. So I think Jin will be like, you know, you're a healer. You don't necessarily have to do like crazy hard missions, but you can join the guild and do like, you know, still do D rank and stuff like that with lower end people and just make sure they don't, you know, get hurt.
Yeah, she could do something like that. I don't think she's a bad healer. She's just kind of
No, she's not a
relaxed.
bad healer at all. Her skills are really good. It's just that she has no, I don't know, she just freezes up. Gore is not, she can't take people getting cut up, sliced, and you know, like it's like she signed up
Yeah.
for this thing and she didn't really think about what it encompasses.
It's like a surgeon afraid of blood and
Yeah,
cuts
yeah.
things. But she didn't choose to be a healer, but yeah.
Yeah. But I mean, she's choosing to do it though, because she was like,
Yeah.
why? Her mom called, like, just come back and work for our business. She's like, why are you trying to control my life? I'm going to do what I want. So it's like, you didn't choose to be a healer, but you're choosing what you're, you know,
She
what
would
you
be
wanted to
a
do.
great surgeon or a
Yeah.
doctor or a nurse or
Yeah.
anything, really. A great what are those called? Where you like assistant living, like when you take care of older people or
Oh, I
just
know what
people
you're
that
talking. I
need
don't know
help.
the name of it, but I know what you're
Yeah.
talking about.
Basically like a personal nurse. Like she could do any of that stuff if she wanted to. And do we know if this is just a I guess Korea thing?
Oh, people having the powers and stuff.
Yeah.
No, remember that one dude? He was like, "What happens if I commit a crime in a different country?"
Okay. So you think like the gates and stuff are a worldwide thing?
Yeah.
Okay. All right. And I want to ask you, like, if you were Jin Woo, would you forgive Mr. Kim if he was like apologizing to you while he died?
Yeah. I mean, I probably would have got over it after I came back to life, to be honest. I would talk to him about it, but I wouldn't hold it against him. I'd just be like, bruh. Like, I mean, we weren't friends before this, so why would I be friends with you after this? It's just like, yeah, that kind of sucked. That was fucked up, but I accept your apology, but, you know.
I mean, that's a deep cut right there. I don't know. I mean,
Would
I would
I get over
probably.
it? I would never like associate with him, but I wouldn't, you know what I'm saying? I'm not about to make it my life mission to make this dude's life terrible or anything like that.
No,
You
I
get what I'm
don't think.
saying? Like
Yeah.
I would, I guess in a sense, I would get over it. I wouldn't hold it against, I wouldn't keep it to myself, like make it change how I'm doing stuff and everything. Obviously, it might make you think a little bit differently about just when you meet people in general, because like from what I've known or from what we know, he's done multiple missions with like some of those people because they know him, they knew him. So
Yeah.
even though they might not have been like friends, you know, they know each other. They're kind of cool. You can say they're acquaintances, right? They might not hang out outside of work, but
I would
you
say
know,
they
they.
have a good amount of experience together.
Yeah, together. Yeah. So now he's probably like, dang, I don't know. I don't know what people's intentions can be, you know, until I really know them. But I mean, you should always think like that anyway. Not to say you should think the worst of people, but you should always be like, you know, kind of skeptical and always think about, you know, you get what I'm saying? I don't want to sound like, oh,
Yeah.
every person you
No,
meet.
like
Yeah.
you don't necessarily like invite everyone into your house as soon as you meet them,
Right,
but
yeah.
not really standoffish either. It's just somewhere in the middle,
Yeah.
just feeling people out.
Yeah.
I mean, he knows he has two day ones
Right,
right
right.
now,
The
so
old man and the healer,
yeah. They hold it down. So especially the old man. Well, I guess both of them really, but
yeah.
yeah. One other thing, the system did order him to kill him, even though he was probably gonna kill him anyway.
Yeah. And he
He's
was
probably just
like,
gonna do that if they're big enough
because he
threat.
said something, he was like, too bad for you, the system wants me to is I because he might not have, he might have turned him in. He might have just turned him in and let, you know, the guild deal with it. But
You said
that's what
Jinwoo
I'm
might have
saying, like we
turned
don't
in the
really, we really
inspector?
don't get to see his true character, because he could have been like, all right, I'm not going to kill you, I'm definitely going to like immobilize you and like destroy you in this fight, and then we're going to leave this gate and I'm going to tell you know, everybody what happened. I think he would still cover up that he's the one that beat him up, but he probably couldn't because that dude would probably say, he was the one that beat me or something like that. I don't know. You know what I'm saying? The inspector might have been like, nah, it wasn't the old man. It was him. But I do feel like if the game didn't order him to kill him, he probably wouldn't have used full lethal force at the end. Unless he had to. And I think and that's what I'm saying. Like, we can't really judge fully because the game forces him to do it.
True. It did take away a choice. And I think he even said, like, you should, like, calm down a bit because the game is, like, telling me you're a threat. So that may be a thing too. Falling Deeper into Darkness. I think that's
pretty much it. Yeah. He talked to what's her name after they left the gate.
Yeah, it was like remembering a crystal or something.
Yeah, she gave him the crystal that he had gave her.
When did he give her a crystal?
Remember he was about to die? And he got that one crystal in the first episode on the goblin that he struggled to kill. And then when he was about to die, I think he gave it to her or something like that. And was like, take it.
Oh, okay. I don't remember that, but.
Or maybe she just picked it up. But go scroll down. Does it show it?
I think there's a spoiler ahead, so I'm trying not to scroll down. But I take your word for it. I don't remember. I didn't remember where the crystal was from at all.
But like, he did get that crystal from when he killed that first goblin. He was like, yes. Okay. Even though he got stabbed in the leg after.
So did he get folded right after that? Any predictions for
next episode?
This coming episode? Episode 10.
I think that the dude is gonna definitely look into Jin Woo more, keep a bigger eye on him, try to see what's going on. Yeah, I don't know. This episode didn't really leave off with any what's to come.
No cliffhangers.
Yeah, it was just kind of like that thing happened. But I think the guy will start investigating Jin Woo a little bit more, and I think Jin Woo will go back to Jin Woo. Isn't it Jin Woo?
Jin Woo. I think it's Jin Ho.
Jin Ho, and they'll start setting up the guild and picking what missions you're going to do and stuff.
Chief Wu just seemed like a lackadaisical investigator.
Yeah, but I think he remembered Jin Woo though. He remembered him. He was like, "Oh, you're the guy." Like he knew it was him. He didn't even say like, "Is that him?" He was like, "No, that's him." And he was like,
I feel like there's enough evidence at this point to look a little deeper.
Yeah. Like I think he's going to figure it out that he can level up.
Like yeah, somehow. He survived that first dungeon and came back as an E-rank anyway, and then what happened? The dungeon with the six people, he killed them, and then he came out. And then this one, he killed his inspector.
Yeah.
At what point are you going to start, like, questioning a little deeper here, like, what's going on? I don't get that. But we'll see. My prediction, I think that at this point, this is when they're going to do the 19 sea raids. I think it'll be
super quick. All of them just like a flash.
Yeah. Like, I think they're going to show like the team. They'll show like a little bit of the first one and then they'll just go ahead and do 19 of them. I think it'll just be a time skip. And then when they're done, I think the brother from before will sneak attack Jin Woo or Jin Ho or something. And then they'll fight. Or maybe it'll be like a cliffhanger at the end of the episode. The brother's showing up. And then they'll fight or something.
Okay.
Locking it in. Sweet. And I don't know what the crystal's about. I'm just going to assume it's whatever you said about it. I don't know.
Okay.
Yep. R.I.P. Mr. Kim and Mr. Was it Jung Ho? That guy didn't say anything before he died. He just died. So.
Yeah.
He's unimportant. I didn't even remember him for the first episode.
I don't either. I didn't remember him either.
Like, I saw him, I was like, was he really there? I think he just
followed behind the other guy. I think that's why.
I didn't remember him at all. Like, who's this guy? Okay. Did you catch Undead and look this week?
Yeah, I did.
Undead's been on fire for me for the past like three, four episodes.
It's been really good. Victor is okay with Andy having control because he feels like they can finally release Jules. It's Juez, right?
Yeah.
From her never-ending battle with God, because he feels like they have the answer to beat God. So he's like, all right, well, go stop the woman I love from failing.
Go stop my good for nothing sort of girlfriend from continuing to fight for eternity. Well, it was kind of more like, you know what, like, you guys are kind of showing a little promise. I'll let you guys, like, try.
Yeah. He was like, but he was like, because her unluck worked in a way that it never worked in before. It was specific to him instead of just causing damage. It put his head inside the, which I didn't think was, like, a huge deal. I'm like, oh, I guess. Wow. I didn't, you know.
I thought it was different because I was like, usually it, like, tries to
it's
kill
just
them.
Something hurts, yeah. The yeah. person, it just hurts the person. But this time, it just, you know, put him in a prison.
A Pokeball.
Yeah. And then, that was pretty much it. Really, I mean, he didn't really want to talk to her at all. He was just like, I don't care. You don't have to. I don't.
He
want
just
you to
killed her
life.
For like yeah, 200 tried years. To kill her.
Yeah.
He just kept eliminating her. Made her skip forward until 2020. And Andy showed up. And they had a little fight. Remember, like two or three episodes ago when I was like talking about the intro and I was like, there's a part
where
he's
fighting Victor.
Yeah, he's fighting Victor. Yeah. I'm like, how are they going to fight? And then.
So it was inside his head. So yeah. And, her changing his perspective on death allowed him to change his way he uses his power because he was like, I can only regenerate from my head. But since he doesn't look at your brain as being the reason you live, which is. I mean, I guess, you know, the soul thing, I get that, but you still need your brain. But he's saying, like, your life comes from your soul, not your brain. So I can cut my head off and regenerate from any part of my body.
Yeah.
And still be alive. But my thing is, like, why does that even matter if you're undead? No matter what injury you get, you always just regenerate. I didn't think it was, if I had that power, I didn't think, like, oh, if my brain is gone, my power would leave. Like, I feel like my power works. Regardless of what body part is gone.
I understand why that's a limiting factor. Cause before, remember, in his past or whatever, like you were saying, like the way he thought of life, like he just thought life was just, if you can think and change, like you're living. If you can't think, then you're dead or whatever. So like, he probably just, I understand that. Like, oh, if my head's gone, like, what am I going to do? Like, I need my brain. Like, that's how I control everything.
Yeah, but, like, right.
His regeneration is kind of automatic.
Yeah, but I never thought, like, the powers were linked to their brains in general. I just thought, like, this is the power they have. You know what I mean?
Yeah.
So.
With him specifically, I think.
Yeah.
Like, he's going to regenerate no matter what. No matter what gets cut up. Even if he gets, like... Right. Reduced to like
for instance,
a single drop of blood.
Hers is if she looks at you, right? It's unjust. So whatever you're thinking. So for me, I would think like, oh, if she doesn't have her eyes, you know what I'm saying? Then she wouldn't be able to use her power because she doesn't, and she covers her eyes. You know what I'm saying?
Right.
So like her power would be gone if she doesn't have her eyes anymore. But for Andy, it's like, bro, you just regenerate. So why does your brain being gone stop regeneration? You know?
Yeah.
Wouldn't your brain just regenerate? I don't know.
Maybe he's just thinking too hard about it.
Yeah.
Or something. Yeah. He's thinking too logically, I guess. He's thinking, I have to have my brain.
And if that's the case, if he really wanted to die, he could have just shot himself in the head and killed himself.
That's true.
Which is probably what he tried to do. Because he has that thing in his head.
Well, I thought the thing in the head... I think Juiz did that.
Oh, she stuck that in his head. Yeah, she was laying on top of him and just... I guess he was like, kill me. I don't know.
I don't know what that was about.
He was like,
just
ask her. He was like, if you want to know about that, then just ask her. Like, you don't need to pick around my memories to see that. Just ask her what happened. And she'll tell you.
I was kind of, I wasn't upset, but I was kind of disappointed it didn't show what happened.
I was right about my prediction, though, that they were like a thing prior.
Oh, yeah, you said that a while ago.
Yeah, I said it a while ago. I was like, they probably are a weird thing, yeah.
Yeah, I want to see that church scene in, like, full context.
Full, yeah. It'll probably show next episode, or after they fight the spider and they get in contact with her again.
Yeah. Now Andy's powered up.
Right, his abilities are stronger. He was like, oh, you can do a bunch of new stuff now, like I can do. But he was like, you're still not there yet, but you definitely, like, increased in a short time.
Yeah. I feel like the only thing that he didn't do that Victor does is maybe, like, the clones.
The clones.
But everything else, I feel like, was pretty even. Because the only thing limiting Andy, really, is his imagination.
Yeah.
He can do everything that Victor does. Also, that was interesting that it called the ball, because remember Andy, he was like, that's like what captured him, right?
Right, and he just broke out of it.
Yeah.
Easily. But he's like, for me, that would contain me, but for him, he'll probably get out of there pretty soon.
Interesting. I think that was...
Yeah, that's pretty much it.
Episode. Yeah. And that's been really good. I'm sad that it's winding down for this season. Same with Solo. It's about to be over in like 3 weeks.
Yeah.
Let me see. How'd you feel about Mashal? Magic and Muscles. Or did you watch it?
Yeah, I did watch it. At first, I was like, what the heck? Well, this was when Mash was fighting Cell, and then he just like popped up with a cream puff. I'm like, what is going on?
Oh yeah, that was weird.
I'm like, what the heck is happening? But then it was like he was just suffocating them, and he was hallucinating.
Let me take this call.
Okay.
Yeah. I am back.
All right. So yeah, I was just like, I was like, what the heck is happening? But the fight between Wahlberg and they didn't even fight yet. He fought the one that cloned his their master, or took his master's body. It was a dude that could puppeteer dead bodies and utilize their magic.
Yeah.
And I was like, okay, that's kind of a cool power.
And he
trashed him.
Well, he didn't delete him, but it was interesting.
He did delete. He just like misplaced. He was saying, when I use this thing, it takes this space and puts it somewhere else. But like, he just completely deleted that guy. I don't know where he put him.
That's what I was confused about. Because I was like, when he first like deleted like half his arm or whatever, I was like, okay, I guess he just sent his arm somewhere
else. He was like, don't worry, it's not gone. It's just somewhere else. Yeah.
Yeah. And then I thought about it and I was like, well, would he ever be able to get that back? Or like, where is it?
Yeah.
Or anything like that. And then he just like completely shifted him somewhere else. So I don't know if he's dead or what. But that was crazy. And then Mash fighting this dude. That part you were talking about really confused me when he turned into the cream puffs.
Yeah.
Pizza.
I was like, what is happening? He started stuffing his face with cream puffs and then he was like, I can't breathe. And then he passed out. too many cream puffs. Also, I was kind of wrong, but I was kind of right when I was saying it could be his mom, but it's his brother. Technically, they're brothers. They're both clone. Well, he's a clone. Cell is a clone, and then he has part of Innocent Zero in him. They both have Innocent Zero in them. And this is literally just like Harry Potter, which, I mean, you can kind of tell this show has a lot of Harry Potter references. But specifically Voldemort, you know, like he's the main bad guy in Harry Potter. He had six or seven Horcruxes, which are just essentially bits and pieces of Voldemort that he separated into certain items so that people, even when he dies, he can come back to life. If somebody gathers all his items and put them together, he'll come back. And he's basically doing like Innocent Zero is doing the same thing. He has himself split up in seven different things, and now he's putting them back together to become whole. To be like something better. And I was like, wow, this is just like Harry Potter. But that was kind of interesting. So they are related. And they look exactly the same, except Mash has black hair and Cell has blonde hair and lipstick.
Yeah. A lot of the characters in the show look similar, though. Besides, but they do look more similar than most characters. What was I going to say? Oh, yeah, I haven't read or watched Harry Potter, so I did not pick up
on that. Oh, yeah, yeah. So, yeah.
Okay. Then where did it end? Didn't he just, like, choke him and then...
Yeah, he just, before the blade was going to hit him in the back, he choked him out and cut off his oxygen. So he passed out and started hallucinating. And that's what he was hallucinating, was him cutting Mash and then stomping on his head. But then he woke back up as with a giant cream puff head and started stuffing cream puffs in his mouth.
Okay. And then Wahlberg's probably about to fight the...
Innocent Zero, yeah. Innocent
Zero.
Okay. Also, it was a thing with Wahlberg and their master. He was saying, like, because Wahlberg was like, why would I protect a weak or something like that at first?
Yeah.
And he was like, you're just not old enough yet. I can tell by what you're saying. That's a young man's attitude or thought process. Which is like, I kind of agree, though. Low key. Well, it made me think about, because when I was younger, right? It would be like, okay. This is when I was super young, though. This is super different. This was, I want to say, like, maybe elementary school or something. And, you know, like, you learn stuff in school, the teacher's teaching, and then, like, but they try to, I mean, it's different for each school, because some schools will just leave kids behind. Like, if they're not understanding, it's just like, you know, you're not understanding, and they just keep moving forward with the lesson or whatever. But, like, when I was younger, if they were, like, explain something, and if they had to explain, like, 3 or 4 times, I'd be like, bruh, why don't you just go to the next thing? If they don't get it, they don't get it. Like, you know, they'll figure it out later or something like that kind of mentality. Okay. Like, and then as I get older, it's like, you can't really do that all the time. You know what I'm saying? Like, that's not the right thing to do.
It depends. So
it does depend. But I'm saying in the sense of, like, him saying, like, why would I protect a weak? Why he was saying, like, why don't they just get stronger to protect themselves or something like that? Or, like, why would I use my power to protect the people that, or something? It was something. I forgot exactly what Wahlberg said, but it made me think about when I was younger, and I would think about, like, things kind of in a similar situation. Like, why are we trying to, you know, like, bring everybody along? We're
trying to help the helpless.
Yeah. Yeah.
Like, this guy sucks. He's not going to get it. Let's just leave him.
Yeah. Like, just leave him. Yeah.
Yeah, I get that. I was going to say, when you said leaving people behind, I thought you were going to say, like, people getting held back. Because I learned recently, at least this is what Mariah told me. I don't know if it's completely true.
They just push people to the next grade, even if they don't do good, right?
Yeah, I heard that they got rid of holding people back in school.
Yeah.
Is that true?
Some schools don't do that, yeah. They just keep moving them forward, but they just keep struggling. And they just,
Personally, I think that's crazy.
No, that doesn't make sense. That doesn't make sense, yeah.
I think that's crazy. Like, I feel like if you do absolutely terrible, like, if you just get, like, all D's or F's or whatever the ranking system is, I don't think you should move on. Until you, like, I don't know, at least get, like, average scores. Yeah. Like, you at least got to get something. You got to at least show some proficiency. You can't just, like, suck and then move on. I feel like that just, I don't know. It doesn't really teach progression or, like, growth or getting better. It's just like, oh, I can just fail and I'll get pushed on anyway. It's whatever. Next person will deal with it.
Yeah.
I mean, so that's a little weird to me. I don't get that. You know, although, I mean, the kids that did get held back, I never really judge them or anything. And, like, I think the weirdest thing was maybe just that they were a couple years older, depending on how many times they got held back.
Yeah.
I don't really see a detriment to kids getting held back, in my opinion.
Same.
I don't know. Also, what else was I gonna say? A lot of schools are just, like, not manned or equipped to give kids, like, the extra help that they need, like the ones that struggle in class and need more time than other kids. Yeah. My friend she does, like, tutoring at a school, I think volunteering or whatever, and she was saying, like, these are like, I think like third or fourth graders, and she teaches like math, and some of them didn't know addition or subtraction.
Mm-hmm.
And obviously, like, you're in third or fourth grade, like, you should know addition and subtraction by then, at least like simple addition. But like, she was saying some of them just flat out did not know, or at least one of them, and like, she didn't have time to just sit there and teach them
addition
and subtraction.
Right, yeah.
When they're supposed to be learning, I don't know, like multiplication or long division or whatever. So it's also a staffing thing. But I think, I don't know. I don't know how many times someone has to fail before you just like push them forward. They would have to come up with some kind of system.
Yeah.
For that. But when it comes to like the world and stuff and like whether people should like live or die based on skill, I think everyone should be allowed to live.
Right.
And struggle for as long as they struggle for whatever it is, they should be able to choose that. Yeah. I think that's it for MASH, right?
Yeah.
Okay.
Time for the main event.
The main event.
The main event.
It's not the main event. But let me see. Let me go back.
Y'all been waiting
for. Let me start back. A callback to last episode. Remember I brought up that Yuji, there's a theory that Yuji ate the cursed wombs.
Uh-huh.
So I posted a video on it, and it has a few people commenting, but they all agree that Yuji ate the cursed wombs.
Okay.
Like that seems to be the consensus. So it was, it's like 20 chapters ago. It was before even Gojo, and I believe it was Gain and Loss, or maybe it was Omen. I don't remember. But let's see. No, I wasn't here.
It's when he got the book, right?
Yeah, same time, a few panels before or after he got the book. Oh, it's here. Okay. So, before that, he says, I'm basically a cursed item soaked in cursed energy, known as Sukuna. So long as I can kill him, I'll eat anything. And then fast forward, Chozo gives him the book, and then he's like, basically apologizes about their siblings. And then Chozo says, it's fine as long as they live on, part as you.
Okay, but where does he eat them at?
It doesn't show. They're saying it's...
It's implied?
Some of them think it's facts. Some of them think it's just like completely...
I don't know.
They're like 100% set that that's what happened. I'm like, but why would Chozo be okay with that? They're like...
I don't think, because if they're still around, he could just make them become alive again, and they could just live with him. Because he's like, if I could do it over again, essentially he was like, well, I would pick to be, you know, for them to live as humans. But then he also was like, that would be hard because they would get, you know, picked on and stuff like that because the way they look. But I feel like at this point, he's just over that. He's like, I'm a human. They would be considered humans, and we just lived as some weird humans, you know, together as a family.
And that's how I also interpreted the end of that conversation and what he came to.
Mm-hmm.
And then I saw a comment like a couple of hours ago. Someone said that maybe Chozo would be okay with it, like come to terms of it, because they get to live on as a human inside Yuji. If you believe in like the soul theory that all their souls would be within Yuji, so it would be kind of like living through him as a human if they come out on top in the battle. Mm-hmm. And that could be like a nice way of looking at it. I kind of thought that was like, okay, that's kind of a nice way of looking at it. I still don't think it's as good as living your own life, but it could be something.
Yeah. I don't think that was implied at all. For me, like reading it, I don't even see where that implement. I don't know. I don't go back up, because he's like, I'll eat anything. Why did he say that to that guy?
So he was talking about like that him and Sukuna were never actually working together. And he asked him why he's still farting.
As long as I can kill him, I'll eat anything. Scroll up again. Some more.
This is just about the guy.
Yeah, when he was in the past, right? He was like, I was scared to... why did he say that? I'll eat anything. He was talking to him, though, right?
It's so random, yes. He said...
I also can't tell who's talking. He said, wait a minute, I heard Sukuna no longer dwells within you, so why are you still fighting? That doesn't change anything. We were never really working together in the first place. Hiri-san said the current me is like a cursed item that was soaked in cursed energy known as Sukuna, so as long as I can kill him, I'll eat anything. And then he walks into the room.
Yeah.
Or did he say that while he was walking into the room?
I think this is like him leaving, talking to him.
Okay. And then he walks in.
Yeah.
And then he gives him the book. Yeah, I don't know. Gage will have to clarify that more. I don't see why. What would that do? They think he got more powers from that?
They think him? Because he ate him, he ate the brothers, that he got blood manipulation and a power boost.
Did he use blood manipulation? I thought he was using reverse curse technique, and his brother and Chozo was like, picture your blood flowing through your body to help him use his reverse curse technique. Because he was like, remember he froze up on the ground? He was like, ah, what is happening? And then Chozo pat him on the back like, picture your blood flowing through your body every like fiber or something like that.
I think they thought Chozo was teaching him blood manipulation.
In that moment?
Yeah. Okay, here we go.
Right.
Take a breath.
Because he was like, all these hits I took, I would have been dead with my reverse curse technique. Visualize it. Allow the blood to spread throughout every corner of your body like roots. Visualize an outline of your body and with your veins.
So I think it's he probably did show my
blood manipulation. Yeah, but all the other curse wounds couldn't use blood manipulation, though, so.
Yeah, and it's not necessarily, like, he could know blood manipulation because he's Kenjaku's kid.
Right, yeah.
Not necessarily because he ate the wombs.
Yeah. The eating the womb thing, there's not any, it's a lot of implying and headcanon going on with that. I don't agree.
I don't know, it's not explicit, so like, obviously, yeah. I think it's a strong theory. It's just not completely proven.
I don't think it's strong.
You don't think it's strong?
I don't think it's strong. I don't think it's strong at all, to be honest.
You know, it's not strong. It's like in the middle to me. I think it's strong because I've read so many comments and everyone and just agrees. Like,
oh, it makes sense.
Yeah.
Yeah. Okay.
I don't know. Let me go back to.
I feel like Gege would have had a video on that.
Oh yeah, you're right. She would have said something. That was true. but yeah, where does it start with? Urame versus Hikari.
And when I started reading this chapter, were they fighting previously? Because I didn't feel like when they were fighting, a whole lot was said or happened. She was just like, oh, you're like an animal, so I'm going to go all out.
And yeah, they were like,
all these people keep talking about humanity and all this other stuff. Now I'm getting hot or something like that. And he was like, I'm going to go all out too. And then they were just fighting.
They were fighting before, but I don't. It wasn't shown, right?
No, I'm saying, like, did they show them fighting before? Or we just hopped in the middle of them fighting. I didn't go back to read 244 to see if. Like the
what happened
episode.
A chapter before this?
Yeah, this was just explaining the plan.
Yeah, I don't know.
So yeah, it just hopped in out of nowhere. Yeah, okay.
Yeah, probably.
Yeah, it did. Okay.
Yeah, so they start fighting. What do you think there's going to be any weight to? Because she was saying basically like, what was she saying? that humans fear being alone so they don't become that powerful. Basically what she was saying to him.
Rame was saying that?
Yeah. And that's kind of like the opposite. Well, not the opposite, but like Gojo and Kashimo and Yoruzu kept asking Sukuna, like, do you like being alone? Or not really do you like, but like, do you want to be alone? Or what's it like being alone?
Well, something, I mean, he kind of changed his perspective on things after he was like, remember he started questioning how after he lived. Beat
Higurawa.
Yeah, he was like, wow, that kind of just
wasn't that satisfying. Any,
yeah, satisfaction at all. He was like, when did I start caring?
You kind of remind me of Goku in that fight.
So, I don't know. But like, even in his thing, he was like, if it entertains me, I'll throw it a bone, but it is what it is. I don't know. It's like, that doesn't mean you can't be dissatisfied with the outcome of something. But he's basically saying like that controlled his how he felt, and that wasn't something he had control over, right? But at the end of the day, if you're saying something entertains you, then it has control over your emotions because that thing is entertaining you. So it's kind of like what you're saying is contradictory anyway.
Like, no matter what, he needs someone else around in some capacity.
Right, because he's saying if like something entertains me, then I'll throw it a bone. But you get what I'm saying? Like, that means something is entertaining you.
Right.
You're being entertained by that thing that's affecting how you feel. But if you're saying I can only thing that affects how I feel is myself, then that means nothing should entertain you aside from what you do.
Right. But he depends on other people for entertainment.
Yeah. Through fighting.
Yeah. Because if there was no one to fight, he would just be bored. I don't know. What did we do?
Yeah.
He'd probably kill himself. Honestly, that's probably what
a lot of people think that's what he's gonna do. He's just gonna kill himself. He's gonna be like, all right, I'm bored. That's what I've seen a theory. It's like he'll just say, all right, you know, this is kind of boring. I don't really care, and I'll just leave, and he'll kill himself. That's what some people were predicting will happen. Also, we'll get there, but Megumi is just losing points day by day, bro. I ain't gonna lie, bro.
I forgot day by
day, day by day. Oh, they literally got Sukuna right where they wanted him. He's talking about, I don't have any more left. I don't want, like, bro, what? What are you doing? What are you doing? Are you serious right now?
That was insane. Now, that was crazy. Like, that's like, the first one.
Serious?
Where I was like, all right, bro. Like, what's going on? Like, for real?
Like, are you serious right now, bro? And Yuji, but Yuji and Sukuna are like, the same person, but in different ways. Because he was like, you have an indomitable like spirit. Like, no matter what happens, you will always, you know, strive towards this thing, regardless of the obstacles.
Yeah.
Whereas Megumi is just like, it's over, dude. It's over. But Sukuna's the same way. He's like, I want to strive to be the strongest and be the best, and I'm going to keep going for it, regardless of what that means. Because, like, he changed his whole body. And Yurama even said that, like, why are humans so stuck up on, you know, keeping their body or staying true to be human, so to speak, right?
Yeah.
Sukuna has four arms, a mouth on his stomach, and I don't know what the eye thing is, like six eyes. So
that's true. I didn't think about that.
So he's like, he doesn't really care about his humanity. He just wants to be the strongest ever.
And when he said he was born, he was saying he was born and he wasn't loved. Like, he said, like, basically, like, he was like an unloved wretch or something. Something along those lines is what he said. Mm-hmm. And I was trying to figure out whether, like, was he born with four arms and four eyes?
Or did he make that way? Happen? I think he did something to obtain those extra limbs and stuff.
I could see that in search of just being stronger.
Yeah.
I could definitely see that.
And probably nobody else does it because it's like taboo. And they're like, I don't want to sacrifice my humanity to become stronger. Where he's like, I don't care. Like,
true.
So what? Yeah.
He'll do anything to become stronger. Eat things. Eat himself. Yeah, he ate his own head.
Yeah.
Take over people's bodies. He'll do whatever. But yeah, what was I asking originally? Oh yeah, I was just asking, like, do you think, like, this whole, like, love and isolation thing will affect the ending?
I think it has point. Like, he wouldn't keep doing it if it didn't have any point. What will it mean exactly? I'm not sure, because right now Megumi is completely isolated, so that might allow him to find some found strength or something. I don't know.
Maybe.
But because, like, he's completely but they did say the souls can never intertwine and become one. They're always separate no matter what.
Yeah.
So, and they really want to save Megumi. Like, their goal is to save Megumi. Like, if they have to kill Sukuna, they want to save Megumi as well.
And they had a chance. Shoot.
Yeah.
They had
a couple chances. Right there. Yeah. The chance was perfect opportunity.
I forgot about that because I didn't reread that one yet.
Yeah.
I forgot Megumi folded like that. How'd you feel about the trial?
Oh, it was good. I mean, Sukuna doesn't care. Like, bro, already. What the heck? This is just going to make it better. This is going to make the fight better for me. It's going to be more interesting. I think he thought he was going to lose something bigger.
Who, Sukuna thought he would?
Yeah. I think he was like, okay, this is a cool twist. I mean, because once he kills Higurama, though, the restriction is gone.
Right.
I think.
Well, no.
But he never got his tool back.
Yeah, they said that. He said even after he died, he still didn't get his tool back.
So does that mean he wouldn't have got his curse technique back?
Maybe not.
I don't know, because, I mean, he took Yuji's curse energy. Remember?
True. But he just dispelled the technique. Oh,
yeah. So, okay.
Maybe it's kind of like, what's her name? That the sorcerer lady, like the incantation.
Oh, right. It kept going until the curse energy was gone. It was no more curse energy to be used, right?
Yeah.
Yeah, okay.
Maybe it's like that. I don't know. But yeah, they dropped the bag for sure.
Yeah, Higurama put up a good fight though. Even though Sukuna was kind
of
holding
back,
it
wasn't that much of a fight.
He wanted him to advance further in the battle. He was like, "Come on, use reverse curse technique, like kill yourself." And he's like, "Oh man, you can't do it."
That's why it reminded me of Goku. He's like, "Come on, I know you're stronger."
He could see. He definitely could see his. His potential, like, clearly, he was like, this dude could be crazy.
Yeah, but he did. Can we talk about the goat Kusakabe blocking Dismantle, though?
Oh, yeah. But he used, like, remember he blocked freaking Kenjaku's attack.
Uzumaki?
Yeah. With this simple domain. But, you know what's crazy? I think it was Yuta. He was like, it wasn't Yuta, it was the... I forgot the dude's name with the ski mask.
Eno,
yeah. He was talking to Kusakabe. He was like, I'm pretty sure you could. He was like, not many of us can dance around with special grades. He was like, I'm pretty sure you could, like, do that. But
is
whatever.
That when they were all talking about?
They were talking about the plan and who should go in. He was like, shouldn't more of us go in? He was like, not many, like, all of us. He was like, just because Gojo and these other people can, like, dance around with special grades and hold their own. Like, not many of us can do that. And he was like, I'm pretty sure you can do that. Like, he was like, I'm confident that you could do that. He said that about Kusakabe. And I think Kusakabe is just a guy who's, like, really good, but he's super lazy. He's like, bruh, I don't want to do more than what I got to do. Like, I'm really good at what I do. And he reminds me of me, low-key. I'm not going to lie, a little bit. In the sense of, like, some stuff I just don't care to do. Like, even though I could do it or I feel like I'm good enough to do it, it's just like, bruh, I don't feel like doing this right now. You know, like, just being late, I don't feel like doing this right now. Even though I could hang or I could be good enough at whatever it is, I don't really want to take the time to, you know, put that much effort. But it's not because he can't put the effort in, because Kusakabe seems really well-rounded and able to do certain things. Like, obviously he keeps blocking these crazy attacks from simple domain, you know what I'm saying? So clearly there's something that, you know, like, there's something
well
there.
Read as well.
Yeah there's something there, but he's just like, you know, I'd rather just chill back. He even said, like, if we can't win, it's fine, bro. Like, Sukuna can rule the world, he probably won't kill everybody, and I'll just be hanging around.
He was like, that's better than Kajaku's plan.
Yeah, And that sounds like something I would probably say. I'm not gonna lie. Like, you know, if we can't win, cool. You know what I'm saying? If life doesn't really change that much, like, yeah, he'll be ruling the world, but day to day,
that
probably
sounds exactly
same.
Like something you said before. I think when saying? I was like, "What if yeah, aliens, the took
aliens
over the world?
The aliens would took over?" Yeah. I'm like, bro. I don't. That's why I'm like, yeah, bro. I could, you know, but we'll see. I think Kusakabe. I don't want him to die. He probably will die, but I think he'll. I ain't gonna lie. I think he'll give Sukuna a run for his money, bro. I think he will too. I think he'll give him a run for his money.
I think he will too. And then they did. We saw that they turned Nanami's sword into his
tool
technique.
Into a curse. Yeah, curse.
And
tool.
I remember someone saying, I think that refutes something someone said I saw where they were like, remember Gojo was like, Yuji should inherit Sukuna's technique because it's over time or something like that.
Right, yeah,
and then,
yeah.
People were trying to figure out like why Yuji hasn't inherited it by now, and they were saying like maybe because it takes like 6 to 9 months or something, however long it takes. But they made this curse tool in like 2 months.
Yeah,
since Nanami's died.
But
I feel like it isn't a time thing.
But the curse tool is just what his curse technique was put into that hatchet, right?
Yeah.
And they're saying Yuji would be the hatchet in this situation. And Sukuna would be the curse. Okay. Maybe Sukuna has to die fully? Maybe? I don't know. To inherit?
Or maybe his soul destroyed or something?
I don't know. That could be... I don't know. That is a good question.
You get that. Unless, of course, there's always the option that Gojo is just wrong because, you know,
he
just be messing stuff up. So.
Yeah, he does mess stuff up a lot. And just, they even said, like, he's a terrible teacher to have, like, to be first grade because he can't explain everything because he can just do everything.
Yeah.
So he didn't know how to explain it.
I don't know. I don't think if Yuji got Sukuna's slashes too and blood manipulation and reverse curse technique.
And he has the
superhuman
soul
power and the soul thing. Yeah.
Yeah, he can literally punch your soul.
Well, I guess that's as much as a power up as he would need to actually contest with Sukuna.
I mean, without him punching Sukuna right now, that thing with Megumi getting that slight chance wouldn't even have worked.
Yeah.
Because he's able to like rattle the soul and separate them and make them disjointed for the time being or something like that.
Yeah, so they gotta explain that.
They also said Mei Mei is still, or her brother's still helping, like teleporting people so they can get healed and then return to the battlefield.
Oh yeah, the diddled one.
So is Higurama dead? Is that confirmed?
I don't think it's confirmed.
Because like his sword disappeared, the executioner's sword like crumbled immediately once he handed it to Yuji.
Yeah, it's not confirmed.
Which is...
But I mean,
I was gonna say another thing, but likely. I mean, they Yuta pretty much said like I had to be there to fight Kenjaku because after he dies, all those curses were gonna be released, and only Rika would be able to handle all those curses in that short amount of time. Because if they were saying we could have sent Maki to be the assassin, but if Maki, and then because I was saying like Yuta could have been here and they would have gave Yuta the sword, Sukuna would have been dead.
Yeah. Or Maki. Like, they can both use swords.
Yeah, but I don't think Maki would have been able to touch Sukuna for real, bruh. She didn't even really touch him. She didn't even really touch him.
Not even like a 4-on-1 situation? You don't think she could touch him?
Oh, she could, like, get a hit off? Probably, yeah. But, I mean, this was 1v1, and then Yuji showed up.
At first, it was like 5-on-1.
Yeah, but then he broke the ground, and everybody got separated.
But they just got destroyed. Sukuna's just like way faster at all. Like he destroyed
that
Chozo.
Light. Yeah.
It destroyed Ino. Like
it was like boom, 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 out the way. And then it was 1v1.
Yeah. And then he did all that. And then Yuji got destroyed.
Yeah. and then he was like, oh, he can do isn't this where he was like he can use reverse curse technique now?
He can use domain.
No, I'm talking about Yuji. He was saying that about Yuji.
At one of these points,
he was
when
like,
he was unimpressed.
Yeah.
even though the chapter before that he was so impressed with Higurama.
But that sword is like a one-shot kill no matter what. That's a crazy technique.
No, I'm saying he was impressed that he could use reverse curse technique too. Or he knew that he could do Yuji? It. No, Sukuna knew that Higurama could like do that. Like he had the potential to do it.
Oh, but he didn't do it. Higurama didn't heal.
He did a little bit. Wait, let me see.
He was like, try hard. Think about it.
He did it. Hold on.
He starts show healing. Me you can do it. Right, and then he was like, I'm thinking about it, but it didn't happen.
He does it a little bit.
Go up. Go up again.
Because he loses his arms. And they start coming back.
Oh, he healed both his arms back?
Yeah.
Oh, he did.
It's like a Titan Shifter. That's what it looks like. Yeah, he healed him back. Or at least one of them.
Not bad. Fully.
Yeah.
And he was like, I'll leave it to you. They also said when you die, your curse energy increases on death or something like the curse technique. They were saying something about that.
Yeah, he said something about their case where curses get stronger.
Yeah.
I don't think he'll become a curse.
He's not a curse, though.
Yeah.
They were saying you got to die by the hands of like non-jujutsu sorcery to become a curse.
Right. Which I don't know if you want to become a curse, or say you curse someone before you die.
Yeah.
Would you become a curse anyway? Or no?
I don't know, because with Rika, she got hit by a car, and then he cursed her on accident, and she became a curse.
Right. So, yeah. Okay.
And that car is not, that's a regular object. Yeah. I don't think we see anybody die from... like sorcery and become a curse.
Yeah, it's probably not possible. Because if that was the case, there'd probably be a lot more of them.
Because that's Higurama, right? That's his body that they just transported, right?
Yeah.
So yeah, he's probably still alive.
I'm gonna go if he's alive. At least clinging to death. There's so many characters like that though that are like we don't know if they're actually dead. Yeah. They're just like in the
if Norabara comes back, she'll play a huge part. I'm already knowing. Like she'll use her needles and. It's going to be her needle. It's going to be on some. She'll put her needles inside of Sukuna, and then Yuji's going to punch the doll. So then it's going to be like an amplification of the soul separation.
Okay.
And that's going to allow for a huge gap in where, like, Megami and Sukuna souls are just completely not even close. And then they'll be able to, like, use Jacob's ladder or something to deal the final hit.
Okay. I was also seeing someone's theory that they'll split them up and then Sukuna will take someone else's body or Yurame's body or something.
Yurame would probably give her body up for Sukuna.
That's what I said. I said she would love to have Sukuna inside of her. No question. All right. No question.
And then he said this Brat learned reverse curse technique. And then what he says.
He was unimpressed, bro. He crossed his arms.
He said, what is this irritating feeling? He didn't say he wasn't impressed. Looks like his ability to use curse energy to strengthen his body. Isn't the only thing that's improved? I mean, he's probably like, God, why does this dude keep getting better? I mean, you got to think about it, bro. He was in his body trying to take over and he couldn't get control. So he's probably just like, oh my God, this dude is just, bruh.
He's a hater.
Leave me alone, bruh. Like, leave me alone.
Like, God, I hate this guy. Why didn't he just kill him, though? Like, you could have killed him. Right now.
I don't know. Maybe, I don't know.
Well, I guess before, he was in his body, so he would have died, too.
Yeah.
But now, I mean, like, even just standing here, like, you could have killed him. Even when he didn't. And then the part where, what else happens? Kenjaku gives him the power.
Yeah, to start the merger if you wanted to.
Oh, this is the thing you were talking about where he decided to crush his ideals or something.
Yeah, yeah.
Similarly to great, blah 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 blah. So what? He's changed his plan to what?
He said, I've decided to take your ideals. The idea that he was basically saying, like, all the only person that's changed is me. Like, he was saying all the people that oppose me have all done it out of the same reason. They just don't want me to be, like, they just don't want him to be powerful. But, I mean, you're evil. So, like,
to rule the world? There's no...
I don't even know if he wants to rule the world. We don't even know what Sukuna wants other than a fight, a good fight.
I don't know. I mean, we know he eats people. And he, I don't know, takes control of things, at least. Well, he, well, it says that he's a cannibal.
Weird.
We seem like his character description.
Bruh, when did they say that in the manga, though? Not like...
They've called him a cannibal before.
Gege wrote that?
Yeah.
He's a cannibal.
For sure. Like, they've called him a cannibal. You saw he took a bite out of Hannah?
Yeah, well, he didn't bite her. He just bit her arm off.
Yeah, he bit her whole arm off.
He didn't eat it. He didn't swallow it, though.
I think he did.
That's like saying Mike Tyson is a cannibal.
Okay, that's different.
All right, he says Gege has been pretty open about the fact that Sukuna is a cannibal and would regularly consume other humans, including sorcerers. It's the whole reason he keeps Urami around. They can cook humans however.
Oh, yeah,
Urami
is his cook, yeah.
Okay, okay.
I forgot about that. Remember,
so he probably eats people just to strengthen his cursed energy.
Maybe. If that's how it works. It's a little weird. Maybe that's how he got the flame. He still doesn't use the flame arrow either. Now that I think about it.
Yeah, they were saying, that's what Kusakabe was saying. He was like, he still hasn't used the flame arrow, and we don't know why, but if we think about it too much, it'll just make, you know, make fighting harder. So let's just assume he can't use it for whatever reason.
Yeah.
And then this is when, you know, all the curses came after.
I thought this was a great callback for Geto versus Toji.
Oh,
remember, he was like, I'm not going to kill you because, like, I don't know what will happen to all the curses.
Yeah.
And it actually happened.
Killed
him
and all the curses came out, yeah.
Yeah.
But Rika was there to get him done, get him gone. And then he popped back up on the battlefield.
What was this part? This part reminded me of, like, Attack on Titan with, like, the
Aaron
and
the
head.
His head was off. And he was just talking still while his head was off. But I think those were his last words. But he also said his will would live on. But it's like, you did all this and you won't even, and then that's Tengen.
So, oh, that's Tengen?
Yeah. That little baby? So Tengen's about to, I don't know.
I told you Tengen's a villain.
We'll see. We'll
or maybe
see
this is what Sukuna ate? Or no? I don't know.
No, no. We don't know where it went to. Tengen-sama, it just disappeared. And this guy's still just laying down on the ground. Like... Losing.
Maybe he's just tired. I don't know. I don't think he's dead or anything.
No, he's not dead. He's just taking a nap.
He's tired.
He's gonna come back too. I'm telling you, he's gonna, bruh.
He gonna beat Sukuna.
Like, what are you doing here? He's gonna be like, I just thought about it. You're weak. And then he just starts laughing, and then Sukuna just like shrinks up or something. I don't know.
Gets skinny.
There's so many ways they could beat him, bro. Like they. You know, like, I at first, once I, like, kept reading, I was like, how are they going to win? But there's a bunch of avenues for them to win, like, if they there really are. Wanted to. Like, Noah Barra coming back, it would be a stretch to say, like, a nail getting inside, like, hitting Sukuna. But if she can get a nail in Sukuna and Yuji's there and he does his little punch that can, like, touch souls, that could be a way. Because we already saw, like, Mahito, when he got hit by her nails, even though it was a clone, it attacked the main body still.
Yeah.
And affected it. And then you couple that with Yuji's punch. If you use Yuji's punch that touches souls with an attack that targets the soul directly, I think that would amplify, you know, like multiply the effects. Also, his domain is really sweet. Like,
it's
all the curses.
Awesome.
Yeah, all it's random, but as soon as he picks a sword up, he knows what curse technique it is. And he can only use it once, but he can use, like, they all, it's just random. It's infinite swords. Scattered across the battlefield. And his curse technique is he can copy curses. That's also kind of crazy.
Yeah. Well, they revealed that earlier.
A long time ago.
And that fight with the three-way or four-way fight. Yeah, this was cool.
I don't know why he didn't. He just didn't. I don't know. They could have prepared this better. Like, Gojo could have hopped in his domain. Then he would be able to use Infinity and Six Eyes. Because he can copy curses. Curse techniques.
Yuta could. Yeah. I think Yuta did copy Limitless. I don't think he could copy Six Eyes.
Yeah. They said only one person can have Six Eyes at a time that lives.
Yeah. But then they're in here fighting. I didn't reread this part, so I'm a little hazy on what happens. I just know Yuta copies a bunch of different techniques to hit him.
And then while he's putting pressure on Sukuna, Yuji's just punching him to, like, rattle the soul.
Okay.
And Sukuna's like, these punches aren't really, like, damaging me, but they're definitely causing irritation between my soul and Megumi's soul. And then, since he was using the wicker basket, he couldn't use his strongest move, so they didn't have any fear of him doing that. And they're like, until he drops the wicker basket, we don't have to worry. But then he dropped the wicker basket, and then they grabbed his arms, so he couldn't use the bisecting thing. And then, like, that's when Maki came through with the soul ripper sword or whatever, and stabbed him through the chest. And, like, drug it down a little bit. And he was like, I can't heal this wound for whatever. Or he can heal it, but it's healing really slow in comparison. And that's because in order to heal it, you have to be able to, like, know the outline of your soul or something. And then repair it from that. And so this was pretty sweet. This was pretty sweet.
When this is animated, it's going to be awesome.
Yeah. And then it went to Maki just fighting him. And he was like, okay, now you got my attention. Because, like, you're the complete opposite of what the pinnacle of Jujutsu sorcery is. Like, you have no curse energy at all. And then he turned off his reverse curse technique to fight her.
He turned off his technique to fight her?
Yeah, he stopped using reverse curse technique to heal himself to fight her.
Oh, crazy.
And then he was like, all right, now it's time. And then he did his first ever Black Flash.
Oh, he used the clairvoyance one, too. I forgot about that.
Yeah.
He was using everything that he had. And the Limitless. Yeah, he used Limitless.
Yeah.
He's just using everything. Hell yeah, and he used Cleave. I forgot about all this.
Yeah, and he used Cleave on him. And then he was like, I think that was like, he was like, all right.
Who, Sukuna?
Yeah, because he turned it off. He was like, all right. But he was like, that means you have you found my finger. I didn't really understand what he was talking about. Was that he's saying, like, how did you copy my attack if you've never been in the presence of me or something like that? And he was like, because
he has to, like, eat a part of him.
Right. Wait, he has to eat a part of him to get the curse technique?
Yeah. I think Rika has to. Cause remember in the fight, in the three-way fight, like, Rika ate the girl's arm, and then he could use icebreaker.
Okay.
My question is how Sukuna didn't know that Rika ate the finger. Or didn't feel it. Since all the fingers are, like, extensions of him.
Did they say? Let me see. I didn't know that was a stipulation. I thought he just had to, like, witness it or get hit by it. Or be in the presence of the cursed energy to copy it.
I'm 99% sure he has to eat it.
All right, let's see.
Or eat a part of them. It's probably like, you could probably
it
just
says,
like, eat
you
a hair
curse technique
something.
Allows him to copy those of other sorcerers and use them as naturally as they do. Compared to most curse techniques, Yuta has almost limitless growth potential since no restrictions have been revealed yet. Every time he copies a new curse technique, he becomes an even more powerful sorcerer. Does Yuta have to eat to copy? It says there are prerequisites for Yuta to copy a technique, such as consuming a part of the user. Okay. And then it said the exact conditions are still unknown, but there is a speculation that even a small strand carrying their DNA could be enough. It is possible for Yuta to copy Sukuna's curse technique potentially by consuming his body parts. And this was January 30th. Okay, so you think he ate his finger?
I think so.
And how would he not know he ate his finger?
That's what I'm
Maybe
saying.
Maybe because the main body is already inside of Megami.
Maybe, yeah. See, my thing is, if he ate the finger, I feel like Yuta probably ate the finger a while ago. At least that's what I think.
He would get a huge boost of power as well, right? For eating that finger?
Maybe.
I mean, he already has unlimited curse energy, but...
Yeah.
Okay.
But he did note that Sukuna was supposed to have double the amount of energy that he did.
Yeah.
At base.
They also said, like, they would stand no chance if Gojo didn't weaken him.
Yeah.
And then he threw his blood on him. This was the blood manipulation people were talking about, right?
Yeah. It's bursting. Like, when Chozo was fighting.
Yeah.
Kenshaku or whatever. And this is the part where they say, like, they could possibly shake Megami's soul or whatever.
Yeah. With Jacob's ladder and, yeah.
This reminds me of, like, Thanos. You feel like the Thanos? Yeah, they're all holding his arms
to take off the gauntlet. Yeah.
Oh, and then Yuta used Jacob's ladder.
Jacob's ladder. Yeah, maximum output.
And then he punched him?
Yeah, and then he punched him. And then had his enough. Man
folds.
Yeah, bro. Would have booted this man in the head like Randy Orton.
I would have in that pissed. Moment. I would have been pissed, bro. I'd be like,
literally would have punted this man in his forehead. Just like, bro, are you serious?
At this point, I don't care anymore. Honestly, like, why are they even trying to save Megami at this point?
He said any will to live has already been extinguished. Like, bro, that's what I'm saying. He should have just took over the body and killed himself, bro. Like, if this is what you're going to do, bro, just sacrifice yourself for the greater good, bro.
Like, at what point are you going to stand up and end this? Even if it's just, like, for the sake of not having to go through this anymore.
Right. Because if he really didn't want to live, he would have killed himself. He would have took this opportunity to kill himself. He capped out, bro. He want to live. He wants to live.
I don't understand it.
He wants to live, bro. He was talking about, I don't want to live. All right. Show him a cliff. Tell him to jump.
You're not supposed to do that. But, like...
But you know what I'm saying? They clearly want to live. If they don't jump, you want to live. So you want to live. All right. Cool.
You do want to live. And he had a chance to take over and possibly live. But he didn't.
Or kill himself.
I don't get that. Or kill himself.
If he didn't want to live. Right. Yeah. So it's just
that. I don't understand. Like, he's just immobile. Like, he's just like doing nothing at this point. You were right there. He was right there, bro.
Literally. Yeah. That was their opportunity.
That's crazy. Potential man strikes again. Is Megami the most disappointing character?
I think so, yeah.
In the show. At first, you know, I think Geto and Yuki were up there. I think Megami is taking the cake by far at this point.
Oh, for what? Most disappointing?
Yes.
You put
Geto Yuki and maybe Yuki? Not. I'd say Geto. Just because of how much potential he had.
Oh, yeah, and he wasn't able to reach it.
Yeah.
But he was still doing, like, crazy stuff. We haven't seen Megami do anything crazy. Except for a half-baked domain.
Half-baked?
It's not even complete, bruh. He was like, I can't, it's not complete.
You're right.
He has to enclose it inside of a different area.
It's still a feat to have a domain, though.
Yeah, but...
And he's a first year, but still, being raised by Gojo, I feel like you should be stronger than that at this point. But yeah, and then what happens? Sukuna hits him with the World Slash. You think Yuta's dead?
Oh, I don't think he used it.
He did.
He said,
or is that not the World
Twin
one?
Meteors? That's when it like it's two big slices.
Oh, okay.
Yeah.
Still, do you think he's dead?
Nah.
No.
Nah,
there's just so many people out of commission. I don't know.
Yeah,
Someone has to be dead.
Because Yuta, I think he'll heal himself. Because Kusakabe is like 1v1ing right now. Because both of them got knocked back. Yuki and Yuta got knocked back right here. And then Maki hops in the fight.
Call back to Soji.
Yep, stab through the back. When you lacking, least expected.
How'd you feel about, were you disappointed? I saw some people, I saw like two things. I saw people either disappointed or like okay with happy. It. And yeah, like some people happy that just because people were, I guess, hyping overscaling Maki.
Yeah. Remember I was saying, I was like, bruh, based on the way they're talking about, remember I was saying, like, it seems like she's too strong. Like, you know, like almost like a glitch in the matrix almost. Yeah. Like, yeah. What the heck? Like, why are they? So this is good because, like, and Sukuna even said it. He was like, this fight between me and you is going to determine whether or not you should focus on this or this. Like, should you just strictly focus on sorcery and becoming super good with cursed energy, or should you just focus on physical, you know, like feats and stuff like that? And, okay. Well, I mean, I think anybody could have predicted the outcome.
I didn't think she was going to beat him. Like, I don't think Maki was.
No, that's what I'm saying. But I'm saying, like, I think having max cursed energy is better than having no cursed energy and just being a crazy physical being.
I agree with that. Like, I think it goes like someone like Sukuna, Yuta, Gojo, like, max cursed energy. And then right below that, I think, is like a heavenly restriction.
But even like then, Maki. It's like, the way they talk about Yuji, they make it, I mean, probably not anymore, but they were saying Yuji, his strength was like similar to Maki's. Like, they'd be like, oh, he's like Maki. He can grab cards and throw them. He's like Maki. That's true. And he has cursed energy as well. So it's like,
Yuji's just like a freak.
Yeah.
No one even knows what's going on with that guy, really. I mean, Sukuna, I think, is just as physically strong as Maki.
Yeah.
I saw a panel. He was running faster than Yuji. And Yuji's pretty like a track star.
So yeah.
But yeah, I didn't expect. Like, I don't know. I wasn't really surprised by the outcome. I didn't expect her to beat him or even like gravely injure him. She didn't really even put up a fight,
to be honest. I'm not gonna lie.
She really didn't. She did. Like, she didn't gravely injure him or nothing.
Yeah, and the only hit she really got was that sneak attack.
Even though that's obviously a great contribution, but
yeah, but it's like he can't sense her, and she can just walk into the domain without, you know, because she's basically a building, so it doesn't alert you or anything.
Well, yeah, I guess she did her thing. She could have did more. It could definitely been. She should have tried to
cut his head off.
I agree. She went for the head again. And this is the part you're talking about where he said he could dance with special grades.
Yeah.
Yeah. She came up, fought him. This is where the art style gets a little different. I don't know if you watched the one video I sent you. It was like a meme video. But the dude was like, I have never seen a replay in the manga. When she got punched, and it showed like three different angles of her getting punched. With the black flash.
Yeah.
You know what I'm talking about?
Yeah, I watched it.
It's like, I have never seen a replay. What even happens in this fight? I gotta see it again. Okay, she gets a hit off. Or kinda. I think he like grabs her sword, but
yeah, he grabs her sword. Twin Meteors, that's the
she
same
she dodges
thing.
That.
She dodged it, yeah. People were super hype about that. And then go back up here.
Where?
Because she stabbed his heart, but he's forcing it to beat right now.
Oh, yeah, yeah.
Should have stabbed his brain, bruh. Fuck the heart, bruh. Destroy the brain. Andy would be, Victor would be upset.
For sure, yeah. And then this part, Urame says he's not going full.
Right, But Hikari's like, oh, we're going to win. I can sense his energy dropping. And then she's like, nah, he's not even started for real.
She said, you should be ashamed that Gojo was your best. Which is crazy because Gojo, like, destroyed her. Color spread. And then we get the Gojo style. When they were saying like how strong Gojo is, except it was for Kusakabe.
Yeah.
And what was this? I was confused. I think the building was just falling, but I thought originally Sukuna was holding up the building, but I think it was just falling.
I think he was just holding off the sword, right? And then the building was falling on him?
Yeah, but at first, like, with his fist, I thought he was holding the building with his fist, but it was just falling. Dismantle, blah, 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 blah. Oh, I forgot Ino popped up. He just got one-shotted, though.
Yeah, but he was acting like he had the tool, but he knew.
Oh, who was holding it? Oh, Kusakabe.
Yeah, above.
I forgot about this.
Yeah. He saw through it. I said, even if we manage to, what is Maki saying?
Even if we manage to save Yuta,
if this fight drags on longer, it'll be a spell of all sorts of trouble. I'll crush him here right now. And then it says, many that represented the peak of sorcery stood before Sukuna bearing their own particular fangs. However, they amounted to nothing more than avatars for the beast who truly roused. His hunger was none other than Zenin Maki, who has abandoned Jujutsu sorcery by means of heavenly restriction.
So basically, Sukuna got hyped.
Yeah, he was like, oh, this is like the battle of two specs, like the end, like the polar opposites, the peak and then the bottom colliding. Yeah. And,
sorcery's all skin and flesh.
Who is that halfway brat? Is he talking about
Yuji? I thought he was talking about Yuji.
I don't know. Unlike that half-ass brat, she shaved away all until nothing but pure emptiness remains.
I assume he means Yuji, but I was confused by that when I first read it. I was like, who's he talking about?
Because Yuji still uses cursed energy all the time. I don't know. Yeah. At his core, sorcery... And then he said, your very existence denies that. The outcome of this fight will prove which is worth developing, sorcery or flesh and bone. And then he stopped using reverse curse technique. He's not healing. You're the only one who has even forced a roll upon me. This is a first. Yeah. And then Black Flash. And she's out of there.
We don't actually see her body after that.
Yeah, yeah.
So but she might she get
probably
back
got
up.
Punched so far away.
She got punched like 20 miles away.
Yeah, yeah, yeah. I mean, she'll pop back up probably if she's not dead. Yeah, but she got flung.
Yeah.
Because remember, he did the same to Yuji. He like punched him super far away and then he was able to
jump back.
Yeah, he jumped back. Yeah.
Even though that wasn't a Black Flash, though.
So. Yeah. But... So that's why I'm like, yeah, she's probably out of there. She's probably like gone.
I don't know if she'll get up or die. She did get hit by something going like Mach 10 or whatever, and she got back up.
Yeah.
So maybe, I don't know. He said, I'm the last one left. Are you serious? Me versus Sukuna. Any predictions for this for 254?
Kusakabe is going to pull some like just stuff. He's gonna use all the like super niche and like random techniques that negate stuff that people don't use. I feel like we're about to see a bunch of stuff we've never seen before,
like an old school stuff, like old school stuff.
No, like for instance, like this, remember he did the simple domain against Uzumaki and everybody was like, what was that? Yeah. He's gonna do stuff like that. Like the brown, like, the wicker basket. When's the first time we've seen that?
I think that was Reggie versus Megumi, maybe.
So, like, stuff like I feel like a lot of new techniques are going to be introduced that everybody can use universally, but just don't get utilized anymore.
That's interesting. I feel like, since I feel like the story, at least I feel like Sukuna is pretty predictable at this point. Here's what I think is going to happen. Kusakabe is gonna do a Gonna do a good job defending against Sukuna. He's gonna keep doing a simple domain, falling blossom emotion, whatever. He'll get close enough to Sukuna in his simple domain radius. He's gonna get a slash on him. Sukuna's be like, oh, this one has potential. This is interesting. Blah blah blah. Sukuna will compliment him. He'll say, this one's talented, despite not having a curse technique. And then
Kusakabe doesn't have a curse technique?
No.
What?
Yeah, when that's why. Yeah. He doesn't have a curse technique.
That's why he uses all the other stuff, huh?
Yeah. Because they were saying, like, it's amazing he's so strong with no curse technique. You're a grade one. So then Sukuna is going to turn up on him. He's going to shoot him with the flame arrow.
And then he hasn't used yet. Yeah.
It's going to pan the Kusakabe flashback. We're going to see him and his sister hanging out with Yaga. And then Sukuna will say,
maybe he'll develop his curse technique right now in this fight.
Maybe. He just always had it. He just didn't know or something is going to come up. But no, he's going to die. Sukuna will be like, you were an interesting opponent. I'll never forget you.
I'm telling you, I still feel like Hikari is, they need Hikari, Yuta, and Yuji all at once. Those three, I think, could get it done if they were all together. Full strength.
Probably. I feel like there's a reason that Hikari is being held back.
Yeah.
By Urabe. Because he can regenerate a lot. But then, yeah. Yuji will return. Sukuna will say, oh, this brat. How boring. And that'll be in the chapter. That's 100% what's going to happen.
So, where does the show go after, or the manga after this?
After what? After they beat Sukuna?
After they beat Sukuna or Sukuna wins? Like, what's the...
If Sukuna wins, I think he would honestly just activate the merger. And then, like, I guess we would see what happens after that. Maybe, like, everyone turns into a sorcerer, or everyone turns into one big thing and the Earth is just destroyed or something. I don't know. If they win... Well, everyone knows about Jujutsu Sorcery, even other countries. I guess they'd have to rebuild Jujutsu HQ or something. I don't know who would be the head. Because the entire Zenin clan's dead. Gojo clan is non-existent.
Oh, the principal's still here. Or not the principal, but the old dude.
The guitar guy?
Yeah. Why is he not on the battlefield?
He don't want to. He's like, you know what? I'm good.
Like, what?
Same thing with a bunch of characters, though. Toto's not there.
Yeah, Guitar but guy's he, not he, there. I don't think he can use his stuff anymore.
He should be there. Like, that's one of the things I don't like, is that Toto is not around. At
he's
least
not even around to say, like, his piece or to talk.
Yeah. Like, he's not even there as support. That's so weird to me. But yeah, Toto's not there. Guitar guy's not there. The witch girl, we saw her, but she's not fighting, obviously.
They don't need to be there. You saw what Mekamaru said, bruh. They couldn't even hang in Shibuya. The heck?
Pomo's not there.
He was like, don't come here, because you will die. They don't need to be there. I'm talking about people that should be there. Like the guitar dude.
I'm just naming everyone who could be there. All efforts could possibly help.
Okay.
Who else is? Miwa? Well, she can't use curse energy anymore, I don't think, or something. Do you know in that fight versus Urame, where she swung at her and Urame caught the sword?
Mm-hmm.
She did, like, a binding vow to, like, never use a sword again.
The one with the blue hair?
Yes.
Why?
I think to make it powerful. I just think
it
that's
did
so
nothing,
funny.
Though.
I know. That's what's so funny about it. She vowed to never pick up a sword again if she hits this cut, and she got it caught. It didn't do anything. That's just crazy to me. I mean, that's just how weak they were. That's why Mekamaru didn't want them there, but I just thought that was silly. The one kid who can keep people in the same condition, he's probably with Shoko.
He would be definitely useful, but yeah. Not really, because he was like, if you take more damage, you'll take more damage.
Yeah.
It's just like good for, like, if the fight's over and you have lingering injuries, they won't get, you know, any more damage,
right? So he's probably good for, like, keeping people alive. Yeah. Who, like, Shoko probably can't work on everyone at the same time.
Yeah, so he can, like, pause him, and then once she gets to him, she can heal him.
Yeah. Put him on ice.
But remember, he's not a sorcerer. He's, like, one of the guys that he had a suit on, remember?
He was a student.
Oh, he was? I thought he was, like, what's his name? Like, the other suit people.
Like, the barrier open veils people?
And stuff.
Oh, no. He was, like, a year one student or something at the Kyoto school or branch, whatever they want to call it. Panda's a baby.
Oh, yeah. We still don't know, because they were, like, we don't know what's going to happen now that his other two souls are gone. This could spell anything. Remember that when it happened, they were like, we don't know what could happen to him. So Panda might evolve.
He might join the fight. Save Kusakabe.
Once he gets a transformation, yeah.
Yeah, maybe. I think that's about it I can think of. Kamo left the country.
Really?
Yeah, he left. He was like, I'm just going to take my family and go. I don't think I'm needed here. Or I'm
that's the guy who was supposed to be the new head, right?
Yeah.
Yeah. Good for him.
Disappointment.
Really? What else can he do?
I think he's a blood, from the perspective of being a blood manipulation person, and the first one we saw, I think he's a disappointment.
We only seen two, and one of them's a curse. So he could just use all his blood and not die.
I know, but like, Kamo's gotta, like, as the original one in the show, you gotta do something. I mean, he did help Maki, but, like, right. He didn't really...
If he didn't hold him off, Maki wouldn't have been able to get to her next step, her next level.
Yeah. So, yeah, he has a contribution. I'll say that.
Is that dude dead? The sumo wrestler?
No, they're alive. I think they got injured.
Even the dude with the sword, right?
Samurai? They're alive. He just, like, lost an arm.
The sumo wrestler didn't lose an arm.
No.
But the swordsman. The guy who likes the samurai sword, yeah.
There's a few characters that are still, like, lingering, technically. Like, the wind girl, she's still alive.
The wind girl? Like, she's
the one unified? Yeah, the sky girl.
Okay.
The headcanon guy died.
Yeah. But Sukuna even said, like, I couldn't kill him with one blow.
Yeah.
And he was like, they're more durable than him. Or something like that.
They're less durable than him.
Yeah. But they have more drive or something.
Something like that. Okay. You got anything else for JJK?
I don't know, man. I'm not sure what's going to happen after this? Like, what's the outcome? I had another prediction. These are all crazy predictions. I was feeling like one thing they could do is they could let Sukuna win. And then there's a huge time skip of just like a time period when Sukuna's just ruling. And they're just waiting for someone to be born with the six eyes and Infinity again, Infinity, right?
Limitless. Yeah.
Again, and train him up to be the next Gojo to fight Sukuna.
Oh my goodness. Like 18 years or whatever.
Yeah. Like, but this was back when Kenjaku was still around, and I was thinking that, or the curses, I thought the curses were going to win and like make the world where no humans live or something like that.
Oh, the disaster curses?
Yeah, because they were like, we want a world where there's no humans, and then the Gojo clan would be in hiding, like secretly underneath the ground or something, and be trying to get a kid who has both curse techniques, and then they're once they finally get out. Them... huh?
I said, they're just popping them out.
Yeah, until they get the one, and then once they get them, train them in secrecy, and they just pop up out the blue, and restore the world back to what it was. But that's like, you know, super far-fetched for that to happen. Like, what the heck?
Yeah. There might be another Six Eyes user.
They're talking about Sukuna might get the Six Eyes.
Why would Sukuna get the Six Eyes?
I don't know. I don't know. Like, we don't know if they have to be born with it or if it just goes to the next person. Because they said it just pops up. So it could pop up.
But Sukuna's not a Gojo.
Right. It could go to,
Yuta. Yeah. I feel like you have to be born with it, though.
Like, it can't just manifest while you're alive?
I mean, I don't have any proof, but I don't know. We haven't seen anything from the Gojo clan. So it's hard to say. But I definitely can't see Six. Why would Sukuna don't need that power up?
Yeah, no. But the Six Eyes just allows you to see everything. Like all cursed energy and stuff, right?
Yeah. He don't need that. I'm sure he'll have like 3 or 4 more things up his sleeve. Yeah, man. I think I'm good here. What was your episode of the week?
Solo.
Good episode. Mine was Undead. Just because I feel like they're on a streak of good episodes. My animation of the week was definitely Solo, though. With the eyes and... Specifically just that part, really. Just the... when he did the eyes.
You made the One Piece version?
Oh, yeah. That was fun. It lined up pretty well. Just made it really cartoonish. But yeah, that animation was really good. What else? Made me forget that they even went on break for a week. What else?
Who went on break for a week? One Piece?
Solo. Remember they did that break? But they put out that recap episode?
Oh, I didn't watch it, so...
I didn't watch it either.
I don't remember when it was. I don't remember missing a week of the show.
It was a couple weeks ago. They did like episode 7.5 or whatever.
Mm-hmm.
Moment of the week. Honestly, maybe that MASH part where when he turned into the cream puffs. Yeah.
Yeah.
Because that really like... shook me up. I was like, what am I watching?
Is happening? Yeah, I'm like, what is going on? What the heck?
Because I was also watching it at work, and I think I looked away for a little bit, and I was like, what the heck is happening? but yeah. I think that's all I got.
When does JJK drop?
I don't know. Let me see. Let me see if I can search real quick. Sunday, March 24th.
Okay, so 2 weeks. Or next week.
Yeah, like next week. Like 9 days. At least that's according to the Hindustan Times. March 24th, yeah. Somewhere around.
So how much of the Cullen Game do you think they're going to animate?
I think they're going to end it... There's so much Cullen Game content, honestly.
Because it's still not over, technically.
Yeah, this is still technically the Cullen Games. But let me see. Let me see if I could pull up a... Like, try to get a range here of where they ended off. So they ended Season 2 around, like, 136 or whatever. Like, 137. Before that, it was, like, Chapter... 64, they did Season 2. So, Season 2 was, hold on, around 60, 70 chapters. So, if they started around here and did, like, 60, 70, it would probably go to around, I think they'll end it right on
Gojo and Sukuna fighting.
No. Oh, wait, no. I think they'll end it, not Ripen, I'm sorry. They'll end it, I think, right on when Sukuna takes Megumi's body.
Okay.
That's where I think they'll end it. And it'll cliffhanger, and then probably do a Cullen Game part 2. And then, yeah. By the time they're animating that, they'll have enough for a Season 4. Oh yeah. I'm honestly impressed by people that can stay unspoiled for that long.
Oh yeah. But you know they don't know where to read it.
That's true. That's true. I mean, just like being on social media and stuff, but like if you're not really social media is the only thing. If you're not on social media that much, then you probably won't be spoiled about anything. But I couldn't, when I wasn't reading the manga and we were just watching the show, it was very hard to keep up with the show and not be spoiled for future things by people.
I didn't get spoiled by anything.
Really?
Yeah. Other than people saying that Gojo dies, but...
Yeah, well, that was unavoidable.
I was surprised by that, though, yeah.
Yeah. I got spoiled on little details every now and then. Or, like, Nanami and Nobara dying.
Oh, yeah, I predicted that, too. That's crazy.
Yeah.
I was like, I'll be upset if Nanami dies, and I feel like he would. I feel like Nanami would be perfect right now.
For what?
For this battle, to help.
Why would he be perfect? Besides just having another body there.
Yeah, I feel like he can hang. Use his little tool, get those black flashes.
Yeah. And he's smart, too. So he probably would have a lot of input.
His Sukuna with 5 black flashes in a row.
That's true. Did we ever really see the Otomi do something like that?
No, but they said he holds the record, though.
Yeah. But, like, did they ever show him actually hitting, like, close? They should have had a part where he did that, actually.
Yeah, like, boom, 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 boom. It would be like, oh!
That would have been awesome. All right. I think that's it for this episode. Thank you for listening to episode 64. Peace out.
Peace.